Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey, everyone. I'm Joan Biskupic, CNN legal analyst and Supreme Court biographer, in for our political director, David Chalian. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Thursday, April 7th. It's such a big day. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson made history today as the first Black woman confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court. That's the first Black woman in this court's 233-year history.
Mr. President, this is a wonderful day, a joyous day, an inspiring day for the Senate, for the Supreme Court, and for the United States of America.
That was Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, keeping the tone of celebration that he has had throughout the end of these hearings. The Senate confirmed Judge Jackson to the Supreme Court this afternoon, 53-47. From the start, Judge Jackson had been seen as a strong candidate with bipartisan support in previous Senate confirmations. Most recently, last year, she was confirmed to the D.C. Circuit with 3 Republican votes. And she has a strong background that included clerking for Justice Breyer, who she's been nominated to replace. She's also been on the federal bench for nearly a decade, first as a trial judge and now as an appellate judge here in Washington, D.C. on the prestigious D.C. Circuit. With Judge Jackson's confirmation, President Joe Biden has fulfilled a campaign promise to nominate a Black woman to the Supreme Court. You'll remember when Biden announced Judge Jackson's nomination back in February.
For too long, our government, our courts, haven't looked like America. I've admired these traits of pragmatism, historical perspective, wisdom, character in the jurists nominated by Republican presidents as well as Democratic presidents. And today, I'm pleased to introduce to the American people a candidate who continues in this great tradition.
Now, every Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee opposed her, and that followed a series of really rough questioning, some of it outright offensive, as it related to child pornography cases and racial issues. But she was able to stay steady and poised throughout and picked up more public support as those hearings went on. Speaking to what Democrats have touted as Jackson's exceptional qualifications, all 50 Senate Democrats and 3 Republicans announced their support for her ahead of today's vote. Those 3 Republican votes, Senators Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, and Lisa Murkowski, essentially ensured her confirmation. And I'll just mention that when she was before the Senate last year for the D.C. Circuit, Senators Collins and Murkowski was with her. So Mitt Romney is the new factor here, and it's an important one.
Mr. Risch, no. Mr. Romney. Mr. Romney, aye. Ms. Rosen.
I think that shows the bipartisan support that she was able to get this time around. I should note that the most recent court appointee, Amy Coney Barrett, back in 2020, received no support from the other side of the aisle. So despite these obviously polarized times, Judge Jackson was successful in getting these 3 votes, and it marks a contrast to what we saw for the 2 more recent ones of President Trump's appointees. Amy Coney Barrett, no support from the other side of the aisle. And Brett Kavanaugh in 2018, just 1 vote, that of Senator Manchin as a Democrat. But it's worth pointing out that Jackson's confirmation won't make a big difference at the Supreme Court in terms of its ideology. She's replacing one of the 3 liberal justices, Stephen Breyer, who was appointed in 1994 by President Bill Clinton. So it's a wash in that regard. But we might see just a whole different tone at the court just because of the differences that she brings other than in ideology. She's got distinct experience as a trial judge and former public defender. She's also 32 years younger than Stephen Breyer. Chief Justice John Roberts has said a new justice can cause the others to take a fresh look at how things are decided. He said a new member can have a particular point of view that causes the rest of them to rethink how they address issues. Now, while her support from the 3 Senate Republicans ensured her confirmation, it does reveal how contentious Supreme Court confirmations have become. Her vote today was still one of the closest in Supreme Court history. A generation ago, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer in the 90s received little opposition, Both were appointees of President Bill Clinton, despite the fact that they both had ideological leanings. And then firebrand conservative Antonin Scalia received no opposition in 1986. But this week, Senator Lindsey Graham said Judge Jackson would not even have gotten a hearing under a Republican-controlled Senate. And that's despite Senator Graham having voted for Judge Jackson during her confirmation to the D.C. Circuit just last year. You could hear that partisan tone ahead of today's vote when Minority Leader Mitch McConnell gave one last statement.
Unlike when the party's positions are reversed, the country was not subjected to uncorroborated smear campaigns, committee boycotts, stunts with cardboard cutouts, or mobs chasing senators around the Capitol.
Today's confirmation seals one of the most important dimensions of President Joe Biden's legacy. Long after he leaves office, long after he's gone from this earth and his children and grandchildren are still here, Justice Jackson will still be ruling on the Supreme Court. And if she serves as long as her predecessor, Stephen Breyer, has served, she will still be here through the year 2050. That's it for today's political briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.